So we heard in the first reading something very important, where St. John says, "In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us." I'll just preach from here. Not that we have loved God, but that he has loved us. Like, God is the instigator. He's the first of love. And so our love for God, our love for one another, our love for anything is a response to God who has first loved us. And this is the truth that St. Augustine came to realize after many years of searching. And so I would really encourage you to study the life of St. Augustine. There are many books, many articles written about him. You can read his autobiography. It's called The Confessions. One of the first autobiographies that we have in history is what St. Augustine wrote about himself. And what we learn about Augustine, I mean, there's whole college courses, whole semester long. You can study Augustine for years. And there's so many of his writings are available to us. As he wrote about the scriptures, he wrote about the faith, he wrote about so many things. Because he was on a journey for truth. This font of wisdom, of true science, not just the class we have, but the true knowledge. He was on a search, on a journey. And so I think it's fitting that you guys, today, your first Mass as freshmen at Bishop Snyder High School, as you're beginning your journey through high school, your journey towards this exploration of knowledge, of science, of truth, truth both in the textbook, truth in the scriptures, truth in life, I think Augustine can be a great mentor and friend and accompaniment for you on this journey. Something that's unique in our church and our calendar is that yesterday we celebrated the feast of his mom. His mom is also a saint, Saint Monica. And Saint Monica was born in a Christian family. She was a Christian, but she was married to a non-Christian, to a pagan. And she had a very rough life living with this man who wasn't a Christian. He wasn't a very good husband. And they had three kids. Augustine was one of them. And she prayed and prayed and prayed for her children to really come to know God, to become a Christian. Augustine didn't get baptized until he was in his 30s. So for all of those years, his mom was praying for him because she saw the goodness. She saw his pursuits, that he was chasing after something, that there was a burning desire, a burning passion within him, and he was pursuing it. And so she prayed that he would be able to recognize that that desire was really a desire for God, a desire for truth, a desire for true love. And I bet if I asked Deacon and all the teachers here at Snyder, because I know it's true for me, that I pray for you. I pray that this desire, this yearning, this hunger inside of you, that you find out that your days here at Snyder will help you direct that desire towards God. We know how easy it is to be distracted and to chase after things that aren't good, that aren't true, that's not beautiful. But because the world is so flashy and the world wants us to be distracted, we so easily fall into these things. We know that. Just like Augustine had fallen into so many things that were sinful, his mom never stopped praying, and neither will we. I'll be praying for you that you can come to know God. In Augustine's pursuit for truth, for knowledge, for goodness, he eventually found his way to Jesus. And he said something so beautiful. And maybe you've never heard this quote before, but I hope you go and remember it and research it and really study it. He says, he's talking to God in his prayer. He says, you have made us for yourself. And our hearts are restless until they rest in you, O God. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hands, but how many of us have ever experienced a restless heart? How many of us have ever experienced the anxieties of life, the worries of life? How many of us have ever felt like there was something inside of us that was like alive and driving us, and we didn't know what it was for, and it was hard to sit still? What Augustine came to realize, and what I hope and pray each one of you come to realize, that burning desire inside of you is this love of God that St. John talked about, that he did create you, and that you have a plan and a purpose for your life, and that you're oriented towards God, and that sometimes we get off track. But until you find God, until you rest in God, you will never be happy, ever. Augustine experienced this, and this is why I really encourage you to study him and to read him, because he lived in the 300s, in the 400s, but his life experience, his heart, his mind is no different than ours. He knew that he was created for something bigger than himself. Each one of us knows that, right? That there's something inside of us that wants us to be great, wants us to be the best. Augustine followed it down the wrong paths, but he came back to the truth. And we heard in the gospel, if you want to be great, be humble, be small, be little. You are beginning an amazing time of your life as a freshman in high school. You'll be learning new things, both in the classroom and in life, not always good things, but you'll be exposed to new things. And you'll have a chance every day to allow the restlessness of your heart to rest in Jesus. Any of us who have said yes to God in a big way with our life can attest to this truth, and we can attest to the restlessness that never goes away until you say yes to Jesus. St. Augustine can be a good friend for you. And one other thing that he wrote about our life of prayer. How many of us have ever prayed for something and it didn't come true, or we didn't get what we prayed for? What Augustine says is that what God really wants us to receive is his very self, the fullness of God. When you go out and look at the stars, when you go through your textbook and you realize just how much God is, how big he is, how much he really loves you, Augustine says our hearts are too small. There's no way we can receive all of that. So as we pray, as you pray, and you don't get exactly what you're looking for, maybe God is using the opportunity to expand your heart, to come to a true understanding of who he is, so that you don't settle for the things around you that promise happiness and pleasure and joy, but leave us sad and depressed and lonely. God will stretch your heart if you let him. If you go to him sincerely, trying to find the answers to your restless heart, he will answer it. It may not come immediately or the way that you expect it, but he is faithful and he will respond to your prayer. So never feel like you're broken if your heart is restless. It's the way that you were made so that you could desire God, seek God, and rest in God. So pray for that grace. I know that we are all praying for you, that this time at Snyder is a time of joy and peace as you come to know in a real way the love of your Heavenly Father. Amen.